extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
That's when I think of people. I think of people that that house might work for. I think of people that live in that neighborhood that I could reach out to. I think of, you know, how would I sell that house? I think of all these things, and that energy, if you will, then creates, I find, it creates potential leads to contact on, but it also creates that energy on how would I sell that house?
For sure. And in your industry, you really need to figure out how that person is going to use that house. So, you know, when I was buying an apartment on 86th and 3rd in Manhattan, one of the things I loved about it was that it was somewhat low to the ground and that I could feel the vibration of New York City because I could actually see 86 is a huge cross street and there's tons of people walking by to the subway. And I could look out my window and see hundreds of people at a time just walking by and cars driving by. And I freaking loved that. And then when I hired a real estate agent to sell it, some of the real estate agents that we interviewed were like, wow, this apartment's low to the ground. And I'm like, well, you have to, you know, I'm teaching them how to sell. Like, you have to figure out
the benefits.
Like, right. Like you have to figure out who's going to love it. Like I did. Like, I would sit perched in the window overlooking it because I loved that feeling of, you know, you feel sort of on top of the world and you can feel this vibration, but you need to figure out other people who are going to enjoy that and what you really have to get in there, the mind of your buyer. Where are they going to, what are they doing in the morning? Are they going to walk to the subway? Are they going to get a coffee? Okay, great. You're going to get a coffee. Well, there's 6 coffee places around here. Let me tell you where they are. Let me show you what it would look like. And then you really paint that picture for them of like, this is what your commute would look like in the morning. Let's, you know what? You love the apartment. Let's go downstairs and let's take that walk. Let's check it out and let's make sure this is something you're going to want to do every day. You know, and so it's so much more than just here's the bedroom and it's 12 feet by 15 feet or whatever. Like, you know, I want to know if my shoes are going to fit in the closet. And so you have to get in the mind of your buyer and figure out what they care about. In my book, I have this three saying piece where this quote where I say, help, don't sell, show, don't tell, prove like hell. And I'll break that down for you. So the best salespeople help, okay? I don't necessarily need you to become my best friend as a salesperson. Of course, I want to like you. Of course, I want to trust you. But I need your help. And if I don't have your help, I'm going to just go online and buy it myself, right? Like, and I can tell you a story about that in a minute. But, you know, the best salespeople educate, inform, inspire, and they give their customers the tools to help them grow their business or win more, profit more, or gain more in some way, okay? And then you have to ask yourself as a salesperson, are you helping or are you trying to sell? And if you're just trying to sell, you're probably not going to be the best helper. And then you have to show, don't tell. So just show them what it's like. Don't tell them. Ask questions. Show them what it looks like. You know, people love Instagram. I don't know if you're on Instagram. I personally love Instagram. And one of the things I love about it is that it's visual. And so people are so used to now having that visual for everything that you can't just tell them about something, but you really need to paint the picture and paint the outcome. That's super important. And then you need to prove it with testimonials and you know, not necessarily saying it about you saying it about yourself, but having other customers who are similar or have had similar objections to the customer you're dealing with, be able to go in there and say, hey, I was worried about XYZ, but working with Jen was amazing, and here's how she helped me. And then the customer, you know, you can use that to help overcome objections.
Well, I love you tell that story about New York, because it just goes to show several things. One, that there's a home for everybody, right? And I think that it is tapping into what attracted the seller is often going to be what's going to attract the buyer. So that is a great strategy to use. And I love the help show and prove, and I want to dig into that. But in the meantime, I want to take a moment to do a shout out for our sponsors. So the next component is connect to build and grow. And I heard so much, like I said, in the help show and prove, that I really think there's more to this about how a salesperson, an entrepreneur, to build and grow a sustainable enterprise, to get beyond just, you know, you're only as good as your next deal. So share a little bit more about that.
Yeah, like most salespeople are quota driven or numbers driven in some way, because they have to be, right? You have to hit a certain number to make that goal, to make the money that you're hoping for, all that jazz. I totally get it. But if you focus so much on the number instead of the impact and the income that you're, sorry, the sales number, instead of the impact that you're going to have and the income you could have from it, then you just get focused on that sales number. And so what I like to have people do is, first of all, tell me the impact you want to have this year. So if you know, how many people are you going to touch? Do you want to help 1,000 people? Do you want to help 5,000 people? What does that look like? And then let's backwards into that and figure out what your real number is. So if you're telling me that you want to help 1,000 people at $29 a month, well, now we have a very easy sales number to hit. And is that doable? And how is that doable? And that kind of thing. And, you know, I don't like looking at sales numbers as just transactions. Like, people with digital businesses, a lot of the time will say, okay, we got another order 62156, you know, like whatever it may be. But I like to look at each individual order, even if there are a lot of them, because I like to, first of all, I want to be grateful for that person for buying from me. I want to wish them wealth and abundance back at them, as woo as that may sound. And I want to establish long-term relationships with every single person, whether I'm in a high transaction business or a super high touch, low transaction business. So if I only have 20 customers a year, cool, it's easier to go deeper. But if I have thousands of customers a year, I still find a way to go deep with those customers that I have. Because if I can help them, the more I can help them, the more you can help them, the more you can go deeper with them, and not just deeper in helping them, but deeper into their pockets.
This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for: make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellerDieNetwork.com.